Almost every invention is examined to see if it can be weaponized. I read something the other day which I thought was very interesting in a grim sort of way. It had to do with a puzzle caused by the killing of the leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Some people questioned why, if we used a Hellfire missile to kill him, why was there not an explosion destroying the building? It does seem to be a legitimate question. The answer seems to be we have a missile known as the Jinsu missile. It is part of the Hellfire series and is officially labeled as the Hellfire R9X. The idea behind the building of the missile was to create a missile which would limit casualties by releasing blades rather than having a huge explosion. It killed al-Zawahiri while he was on his porch but didn't hurt anyone in the rest of the building. We have many different secret weapons, and if this one is any indication, and some of the others I heard about, they are truly terrible. As bad as the weapons are, and I am using the word bad meaning extremely deadly, one can only suppose what we might have in the future. If one looks at what we are doing in science now, we might be able to figure out what weapons might come along from that seemingly harmless research. Take all that talk about trying to figure out if other dimensions exist. What might be the next thing which was done, if we do figure out they exist? We know the military is always looking for more dangerous weapons which can be created from any discovery, and this is the reason we keep hearing about them taking inventions from people who try to patent them. They do this because they decided that invention, no matter how docile it seems, could have a more deadly use as a weapon. Think about this, it is the future and the United States has discovered other dimensions and how to reach them. Could it be they also will develop the ability to actually develop a weapon which when activated would send others into a dimension they couldn't escape from? We could take this a step further, maybe there would be no more jails and prisoners would have to serve out their sentences in other dimensions. Those dimensions could be for temporary housing of prisoners who could then return when their sentences were served, and they would be different from the ones those with life sentences are sent to, because those would have no return, and by the way no guards. Could you imagine a time weapon? If we ever discover time travel, it will be one of the most dangerous things we ever invented. We have all heard the stories about going into the past and killing someone's relative to prevent their birth, but time travel could be used in another way. For example, this could also be used to get rid of people by sending them into the ancient past. Some might argue that could alter our present or future time, and maybe we could never use it that way because of this. This is a big unknown. There is a lot of research going on to try and stop us from aging, or to slow down the aging process. Could other, dangerous weapons be developed from that research if we succeed? Can you imagine we finally slow down aging, and along the way we discover a method to do just the opposite? We then develop a bomb which produces instant aging to the point people age and die in a couple of days or less, and we drop it on the battlefield. How terrible would that be? We are learning a lot about how matter stays together, that is, what is the glue doing this? As we get closer to the answer, we are also getting closer to learning why it does this, and once we learn that, will we create a weapon which destroys this glue? Can you imagine a bomb which destroys the glue holding us together and we all just disintegrate when it is dropped on us? There might even be smaller weapons, true disintegrators, which will be capable of this. A weapon of this nature might even be able to be scaled up to destroy planets and stars. AI, artificial intelligence, is advancing in leaps and bounds. One scientist has already been fired because he said one of the AI programs has achieved sentience. If this isn't true now, it may become true in the future, and even if it doesn't, there is a chance that a programmer somewhere will turn rogue and some of our AI software might be programmed to turn on us. Some of our weapons are already controlled by AI, and the fear is somehow they might get hacked in the future and turned against us. Think about this. We are in a war in the future, and it is mostly being fought by robotic devices on the ground, in the air and in the sea. These devices get hacked and are then turned against us. Is this possible? Maybe. Astronomers have found one of the deadliest forces in the universe is a gamma ray. A gamma ray in space can travel almost unlimited distances. We sometimes see them coming from stars, supernovas, pulsars, and even the disk around a black hole. If we learn enough about them, we might one day be able to create them and fry the atmosphere of other worlds. This would be a fearsome weapon indeed. We seem to always be working on ways to defeat diseases, and as we do this, sometimes we also develop what is known as germ warfare. In the future, we may find a disease which we are not able to cure at the time and develop a weapon from it. I am afraid this would be hard for the military to resist. A disease like this, if used or escaped, could end human life. In the same vein, we might develop some bioweapon like this to be used against an extraterrestrial enemy in the future. As I said, every discovery is examined to see if we can somehow use it, or a product created from it as a weapon. It is a shame we have to think like this, but it is a cruel world. Hopefully, things will not always be this way. Maybe someday in the future we will all get along on this planet and not always be dividing ourselves into different camps. I think this might take a change in human nature, however.